When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Giants schedule has been released, and the Giants 2023 schedule release is presented by United Airlines. Bob Popple, along with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, the Giants are going to open up against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but guess what? It's not in Dallas. The Giants actually get a home game against the Cowboys in primetime on a Sunday night for the first time since 2012. Pretty cool way to start the season.
It really is, Bob, and the fan base will come out for this one in full throat because it's the Dallas Cowboys and because they're starting off a new season where they left off a successful one last year.
You know, it's interesting. The Giants are going to have 6 primetime games, counting the Christmas game. So then in week 2, the Giants are going to go to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Now, that's a team that's in a very much of a rebuilding mode. They made a bunch of trades. Kyler Murray's not probably going to be back at that point in time, coming off that severe injury. And then they have a Thursday night primetime game against the 49ers. So it's going to be a short week, and the Giants are going to have the luxury, I guess, if you're going to play on a short week, to be able to stay where you are and not have to travel back east.
Well, it's important to stay in the same time zone if you're going back-to-back games in one region. So I think that's important. You know, we always, and this is a fun time of year for us and for the fans, Bob, to look at a schedule and say what's a win, what's a loss, and, you know, what's going to be a tough game, what's not going to be a tough game. But we know as the season goes on, this schedule as written, it changes based on what's available on your roster, right?
Oh, yeah, it's totally fluid. I mean, but when you look at the first, like if you look at the Giants first, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, their first 5 games.
Mm-hmm.
3 of them are in primetime. Sunday night at home against the Cowboys, then a Thursday night game against San Francisco. After the Niner game, after off that mini bye, the Giants are going to play a Monday night game at home against the Seahawks. And then after a trip to Miami, the Giants will be in Buffalo, where Dable and Shane return to their old stomping grounds to take on the Bills. So the league has given the Giants 4 primetime games in the first 6 weeks.
Well, look, this is their chance to show this Giant team a chance to show everyone that they are ready for prime time. I mean, they went into the playoffs and won a playoff game on the road, and now this is the reward for it. Everybody gets to take a look under your hood early on in prime time.
The bye comes very late in the season. It comes in week 13, and then it's another primetime game, a home Monday night football game against the Green Bay Packers. Who knows what the Packers are going to look like without Aaron Rodgers, and then obviously the Christmas afternoon game in Philadelphia against the Eagles round out the 6 primetime games. It's interesting, Carl, you take a look at this schedule. So often in the past, you know, the Cowboys, Washington, and the Eagles have been packed in the later part of the schedule. But once the Giants get through week 11 of the season, they're out of games with the Cowboys and Washington because they play Washington at home on October the 22nd, and then at Washington on November the 19th. Other than that, it's just 2 Eagles games. It's a little different than we've been used to the last couple of years as far as the Giants are concerned.
Yeah, well, the last couple of years, you basically had to run through the division the last month of the season, and now you have one team to play twice in the division. So it's going to be important that the Giants play well early and late because – in order to stay in contention in the division, you've got to get off to a pretty good start because you got 2/3 of that right in the early part of the schedule before the bye.
Let's talk about that little stretch in there. They got 2 tough road games at Miami, at Buffalo. I think if Tua is healthy, Miami overall may have the most talent within the division. And then Buffalo obviously is a perennial contender. And then after a game against Washington, the Giants will be home to take on the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. So a lot of AFC East feel in those games between October the 8th and October the 29th. But that secondary better be tight, because they're going to be dealing with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle with the Dolphins. Pretty darn good. And then Diggs the following week.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they've got quite a few wide receivers they got to deal with. If Hopkins stays in Arizona, that's going to be something. You know, the Dallas Cowboys wide receivers, Vegas Raiders, no slouch at wide receiver. They got a perennial Pro Bowler there. So, yeah, I mean, this team will be challenged very early, but that'll get them ready, Bob. This is the reward you get for being a playoff team. Now you take the next step. And that's why the Giants are saying, hey, we've added some pieces too. Let's see if our guys hold up.
It's going to be interesting with that Jet game, because it's a Giants home game. It's going to be on CBS, and it takes place on October the 29th. You know, Aaron Rodgers will certainly have his feet wet. And, you know, you take a look at Wilson, the wide receiver, and he won the Rookie of the Year. Sauce Gardner won the Defensive Rookie of the Year on the other side of the ball. So that's going to be a fun matchup at MetLife Stadium when the Giants play the Jets, because it only happens once every 4 years.
Yeah, and you're going to be in that part of the season about the midway point, Bob, where both teams will be looking at, hey, we're still in contention. And both teams that last year, up until, 3 weeks left in the season, both teams were playoff contenders. So this is a statement game for both teams in their own right, just to, you know, stay in contention. And, you know, the Battle of Gotham is real now.
From a football standpoint, as a player, does a three-game road trip bother you? Is it difficult? I mean, the Giants are going to play November the 5th at the Raiders on Fox. Mm-hmm. The next week they go to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. And then the third end of that three-game road trip is a trip to Washington, which is a train ride down. It's not like you're getting on a plane for that one. That's going to be a tough stretch for the team, going to Vegas, coming home, then going back to Dallas, coming home, and then going on the road one more time.
Yeah, but you look at that stretch, Bob, is you got Arizona 49ers. That's a back-to-back on one coast. And then you got Vegas and Dallas. You fly to Vegas. Do you fly home and go back to Dallas?
I mean, it's a long
week, but that's still cross-country twice, pretty much. And then you go, the Washington game is a train ride home, but it's a nice little stretch they've got of games away. But that three game stretch away, it's the two back to back that will pass the team more so than the Washington being an away game. It's, you know, go to Vegas, come home, go to Dallas, come home, and then get ready. But it is what it is. Every team has to play.
Limited Giants single game tickets are on sale now. You can go to giants.com/tickets. You know what the home schedule is. Obviously, with 17 games, there's one more road game this year. All the NFC teams play their 17th game on the road. And in this case, for the Giants, it's the Raiders as their 17th game. And the reason why it's the Raiders, because the Raiders finished third in their division. The Giants finished third in their division. That's why they're matching up, and it falls suit with the other teams in the NFC East. You know, Philadelphia, they got Philadelphia on Christmas and then Philadelphia at MetLife Stadium to wrap up the season. It looks like the league is hedging their bets that those games could obviously have big significance, division, wild card situation for both of those teams. So there are two games within the division with the Eagles. Two of the last three are against Philadelphia, with the Rams at home sandwiched in between that. Look, Philadelphia on paper right now, Carl, when you take a look at them, I think from top to bottom, they're the most talented team in the National Football League with mm-hmm. the fewest amount of holes. Now, again, injury changes everything, and who knows what we'll be talking about when we get to the end of the year, but that's a formidable way to end the season.
Oh, it totally is, Bob. And what better way? I mean, look, the Philadelphia Eagles are the gold standard in the NFC. The Giants are aspiring, as with every other team in the division and in the conference, to be in contention with those guys. So you would hope those last two games against the Eagles will really mean something. And the Giants are playing for something. And, you know, from a Giant perspective, you hope you're playing for the division.
You know, I was thinking about it too. The Giants play in New Orleans on December the 17th. That building has been a house of horrors. Now, it was with Drew Brees. We've seen some wild shootouts. We've seen some blowout losses.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of different things with that. Now you got Derek Carr in the mix. It's a little bit different vibe. But I think, you know, the Saints are a pretty talented football team when you take a look at, you know, what they have potentially on paper. So, you know, that's going to be a tough little two-game road trip as well.
Look, everyone in the NFL is talented, Bob. I'm sure there are people that are circling the Giants saying, well, they don't have X, Y, and Z. This will be a win for us. And this is across the league. Everybody looks at this schedule and they're going to say, oh, here's one. This is a softie. But you really got to look. There's a lot of, with all the movement that went on this offseason, there's a lot of really good talent across every NFL roster. Now, we know the establishment teams, right? Because they've done it year after year. The Bills, the 49ers, the Dolphins, those guys, they're a known entity. But there are a lot of unknown entities, including the Giants, that are on people's schedules that you just can't circle and say it's a win or a loss. And then you also have some of the, you know, teams like Green Bay that is going through transition. So it's going to be fun. This is the fun part about it. But here's the one thing that fans, I'm sure, are looking at too: travel plans. Where are the best places to go watch Giants football on the road? Miami is definitely one of those destinations. Dallas, they always show up. Vegas, they show up.
Oh, they're going to show up. They're going to show up in Vegas because it's the first time the Giants are playing the Raiders in Vegas. Mm-hmm. You had a chance to see that new stadium. You know, I think from a fans' fun standpoint, I remember when the Cardinals were in the NFC East and the schedule would come out. You'd always hope that the Cardinals game, the road division game against the Cardinals, was sometime in November or early December because it's cold in New Jersey and you want to go someplace warm. As far as the Miami game is concerned, it's not like it's cold in New Jersey on October the 8th.
Yeah.
So, but that's going to be a fun trip.
You would want that Miami game, if you were a traveling fan, probably to fall a little later in the year. And even the players too, because it's going to be hot. They got that strategic thing going with, you know, the sun on the opposite player's bench. I've experienced that in the old Dallas Cowboys Stadium, the one that had the hole in the roof.
Irving, Texas, yeah.
The sun would always set on the opponent's bench, so we would have like an hour and a half of just scorching sun, and they would be in the shade.
Yeah, they had it set up, which is kind of opposite with the Giants, where the Giants are always on the sunny side of the field for their home games. You know, the Giants play the Patriots on Fox on November the 26th. That's a home game. The AFC East home games for the Giants are the Jets on October 29th, the Patriots on November the 26th. But, you know, I think one of the things that's important about this, Carl, is, and you brought this up, and coaches have always said this, it's nice to see the schedule. It's nice to plan out your attack. But really, other than the first four or five games, you know, that's kind of the theater of the unknown because every team changes. And you can't worry about November and December games because you don't know how your team or their team potentially could look via injury. So getting off to a fast start is huge. And what was one of the things that you said last year, one of your talking points in training camp about MetLife Stadium?
Don't let it be an Airbnb. Make this house a home. And you've got plenty of opportunity to really, like, opening day is to show that last year was just not a rental, that you guys do own the title on the property as fans, and don't let those Dallas Cowboys come in, take up all your seats, and make your stadium an Airbnb for their fans.
The Giants fans last year held on to their tickets and made it a home field advantage.
Well, I'll be honest with you, MetLife Stadium was the Giants' home last year. That's a partnership between the players and the fan base, because the players, this team, Coach Dable and company, they gave this fan base a reason to show up. They gave them a reason to show up on a Sunday afternoon when they could be doing something different like they did in the past when there was no hope. So this is a partnership, and I think the players, coaches, organization, and fans are now all in.
Limited single-game tickets are on sale now. Visit Giants.com/tickets. I'm fired up, Carl. Four primetime games in the first 6 weeks. They got a Sunday night game, a Thursday night game, a Monday night game, and then another Sunday night game against Buffalo, all within the first 6 weeks of the season. It's going to be a lot of fun. Carl, great chatting with you about it.
You too, buddy. I'm looking forward to getting in that booth and having some fun. It's going to be an exciting year.
And Giants fans are going to start booking their tickets. Hey, listen, New Orleans is a great city. Late in the year, that is an awesome place to be for a short weekend. There's a great vibe, great restaurant. So a lot of great road trips. And obviously, I'm sure Giants fans are going to be flocking to Las Vegas as the Giants play there for the first time. And United Airlines will help you get you there. The Giants 2023 schedule release has been presented by United Airlines.